people he has in place, if they'll let us do things. I mean, we're going to do things, but I mean, they got to get over it, and we got to go to work.
Well, as a Reagan devotee, his cabinet is more conservative than Reagan's cabinet, and that's saying an awful lot. Senator,
well, let me say this. I know you got to run, but one of the things that was most fun was to vote for my friend Scott Pruitt as the new head of the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Scott Pruitt was the Attorney General,
right,
my colleague in Oklahoma for 6 years. We probably sued the EPA a dozen times together, and we stopped some things, some important things, Waters of the U.S. and other things. Now he's in charge of that agency, and that is going to make a real-world difference to the citizens of our state and country in lifting this regulatory yoke that they have just hanging over them. I mean, if you have land, anything, you've experienced it, and that's going to change.
Senator, I hope we can do this on a regular basis for just a quick chat like this, and I really appreciate the job that you're doing so far.
I really appreciate it, and I'd love to do it, and look forward to talking to you, maybe see you in the studio sometime real soon.
That would be great. Ladies and gentlemen, U.S. Senator Luther Strange. Thanks so much, Senator. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show, heading to our top of the hour break. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Pat O'Neill. Take two on President Trump's travel ban. The president signing a new order to answer legal objections to his first ban.
The revised order prohibits citizens from 6 Middle Eastern and African countries from entering the United States.
This revised order will bolster the security of the United States. And
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson noting the second effort removes Iraq from the U.S. travel ban.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Visa and green card holders also excluded. A man accused of being an China operative plotting to kill Americans has his first day in Brooklyn, New York court.
Attorneys for Adnan Ibrahim Haroon claim he's mentally unfit for trial, but the judge and prosecutors say this 47-year-old terror suspect is faking mental illness to attack the legitimacy of his prosecution.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. Factories were busier last month. Orders up 1.2%. Orders have climbed in 6 of the last 7 months. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Starting this new week with warmer temperatures, we've got a storm system on the way, too. Partial sunshine today, a little breezy out there, high temperature up to about 74. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, maybe a shower here or there, slight chance, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Tomorrow's high 73, low tomorrow night mid-50s. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny. Nice day, high around 69. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with sunshine, mid-70s on Friday. Download our new weather app. Be ready for all the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Greg Calhoun and Steve Harvey's company Harcal has severed ties with the Turkey Day Classic. Currently, ASU is arguing with Harcal over money owed the university. Calhoun said that Steve Harvey invested in ASU to help the school, but that he would never return to ASU because he was treated so poorly during his last visit. A deadly wreck at the intersection of Northern Boulevard and Lower Wetumpka Road on Sunday. Not a lot of details on this one. One man was killed. The second had non-life-threatening injuries. MPD has that accident under investigation. Montgomery police investigating a Friday night shooting in the 3200 block of Margaret Ann Drive. They found a man there with a gunshot wound. He was transported to a local hospital. No arrest so far. And an armed and dangerous suspect on the lam in Autauga County has been nabbed. Nikki Terrell Gaines was captured by U.S. Marshals over the weekend. That's headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389 or online at ParrottSS.com.
Do you need new business cards made that correctly reflect your company's brand? Just starting out and want to make a perfect first impression? Want to ensure that local businesses correctly identify you? Using a local printer is the solution. Laser Copy has been printing business cards since 1986. We know who your local competitor is and what terms and phrases are needed to positively identify yourself to local customers. Buying locally from you is the goal. Buying from Laser Copy is buying local too. Take advantage of our Dan Morris Show listener special and support a local business. Get 500 full-color business cards for only $29. Call 334-358-3880 or go online to lasercopyinc.com to take advantage of this special offer. Get local, informed assistance to help jumpstart your company's brand. Get 500 full-color business cards for only $29. Call 334-358-3880 or go online to lasercopyinc.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The White House is calling on Congress to investigate President Trump's accusation that the Obama administration wiretapped his phones at Trump Tower during last year's campaign. The former director of National Intelligence says there was no court order that would have allowed for such surveillance.
The iHeartRadio Music Awards.
Dozens of sled dog teams begin the 1,000-mile annual Iditarod race across the Alaskan wilderness.
A lot of congressional town hall meetings being held across the country.
The IRS says income tax audits were down for six straight years.
The U.S. Marine Corps investigating a Facebook site. It allegedly posted photos of naked female service members along with names and ranks.
One Israeli lawmaker calls it an important step, the government's first move toward decriminalizing marijuana use.
Iraqi security forces are making another push into western Mosul toward the old city center that's still held by ISIS.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Appreciate Senator Strange for calling in today. We would have had more time, but we're up against the top of the hour break. But we will get him back in and hopefully back in the studio. And I was just telling his office that he had mentioned let's try to do this on a regular basis. So hopefully we'll get that done for you. One thing I've always learned, someone who is running for office soon becomes very accessible. So that will be good for the show. Let's go to the phones. Go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard. And how was the paint job, buddy?
Oh, man, it's looking good.
Good.
Well, you know, we're doing it phase at a time, so she doesn't have to close. But you're going to be able to see your wine bottles for once.
Oh.
In the deep, dark hole anymore.
Oh, okay. So you're taking them all the wine out, drinking it, and then painting it.
Boy, that would be quite a task.
Yeah, it really would be.
There's a lot of wine in that place, man. It sure is a nice place, and the people are so nice.
They really are. I tell you, the Drew and Chantel and Kathy, and then Chef, and then Jeff, the grill master. He is just a spectacular guy.
Yes, I have something important that probably a little different than what everybody's talking about to discuss with you guys, and maybe you could help me out.
Okay, sure.
I was downtown Friday, and I pull up to my parking place, and then I get out, and then I look at my parking meter, and it says, refeeding meter is illegal. And I just wonder how many years in prison I'll have to spend in their new facilities for if I put an extra dime in my meter downtown, and what does that mean, and why do they have that?
Let me tell you why they do that, and let me tell you how they do it, because I saw a police meter maid type person do this. What they do is when they drive and your car is about to run out, they mark your tire with a yellow chalk mark or a white chalk mark. And so when they come back, if that, if the amount of time is above the 8 minutes left or whatever they use as their standard, I think it was 5 minutes, but they will ticket you for feeding the meter. And the reason they do that, the reason they do that is so people won't use it as a parking deck and stop people from wanting to go down to Copy Central or Mellow Mushroom and things like that.
I see. Is this one reason why our city is so dysfunctional and full of stupidity? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If I was a merchant downtown, well, it's no reason.
No, well, it actually it's for the merchants. The reason you want to do it is for the merchants. It's the people that work in the offices that are there for 5 hours and they're feeding the meter. That's not allowing a customer who is going to go shopping there, trying to stop in to get something to eat, can't get it because they can't find a parking place. One of the biggest complaints, by the way, is the parking issue in downtown Montgomery.
Well, there's no business downtown, basically. And, you know, when you and I grew up downtown,
what do you mean there's no business downtown?
Well, there's no shopping. No clothing stores. We have no anchor stores. There's no grocery store.
There weren't grocery stores back during the days that you and I were growing up, and it doesn't. The type of businesses that you're trying to attract for downtown Montgomery now is not trying to get people to come down to retail, because you and I remember the old Montgomery Fair, right? And Fannin's and Alex and all that kind of stuff.
Possess,
was after Montgomery Fair left, but
Woolworth, Crest, all these stores that all had a luncheonette in them and all this kind of stuff.
Right, but see, you had a population that was not very far from that would go down and shop there because there was no other place to go shop. There wasn't a Woolworth. There was one in Normandale, but that was it. Normandale was it at that time. And then when she built the Montgomery Mall, then everything started moving out that direction, and they left downtown because people were living out in Carriage Hills and McGee Estates and places like that. They weren't driving into town. So I'm not sure if I would impugn the downtown. When I go downtown, I look at it, and I take visitors here, they're blown away by it.
I don't know why they're blown away. There's nothing down there. There's nobody down there. It's empty.
And well, I'll give you an example. A weekend ago, I had some visitors in town, and I took them on a tour, and they loved the Hank Williams Museum. They loved the train shed. They loved going into the rail yard bar, and they thought that was the best thing going.
Wow. I just think Montgomery's way out of balance. All the shopping's on the east side. Most towns now, and especially in Europe, I know we're not Europe, but have car-free zones. If we could have a car-free zone on Dexter from Perry west and then south to Commerce to what is Madison Avenue, I'm sorry, the street changes names whenever it goes around the curve, it could be a great happening place. In the evening, one thing my relatives from Europe always said about Montgomery when they came here says it's no town center for people to gather and communicate every day, which all towns in Europe have that. You know that as well as I do. At 5 o'clock, people go leave work, they go have a glass of wine or drink a beer and socialize. So,
Have you not been to Wenzel's at happy hour? Wenzel is in the hotel. Wenzel's is a spectacular. You can go get a pitcher of Blue Moon for $6 and a dozen oysters for I think it's $7 or something, and that place will be packed. When I go down there, I've got to be there at 5 o'clock or I won't be able to get in.
Well, and Montgomery's trying to solve and has been for several years trying to solve the problem you're talking about, Red Top. And the problem you're talking about isn't unique to Montgomery. It's urban sprawl along an interstate. And you can go to a lot of mid-sized cities across the U.S. And it's the same thing. There's no town center. It's sort of suburban developments, little shopping centers. And people for a long time, including city planners, have gone, yeah, we'd like a town square where people congregate. Montgomery's working towards that with the market district, what they've done with Commerce Street, all this stuff. It just, you want it to happen faster, but it doesn't happen as fast as we would like.
Well, let me say, as much money as they've invested in Dexter Avenue, there's nothing happening on Dexter Avenue, pretty much. And that's a total waste, because Dexter Avenue has the potential to be a great happening spot. Yes, Wenzel's and all that's great, but it's not around the fountain. How come all this stuff ain't happening around the fountain?
The stuff around the fountain is about to open up.
Yeah, exactly. They haven't finished the stuff that's around the fountain, and particularly where the old Woolworths and Crest and all that is. They're working on that now.
Wow. They've been working on it our whole damn lives, Dan.
No, they haven't. No, they haven't. They just started the Crest building, I guess, what, 6 months ago? And, I mean, it's a big project.
I'll just put it this way, Red Top. Downtown looks like a completely different place from when I was a kid going to Jubilee. Looks completely different.
Better. I'll give you an example. The other thing that we did is I took them to Dreamland. I took them to Rail Yard. But the other deal they went into was the Aviator Bar, which at 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, I was shocked at the number of people that were in there. I didn't think anybody would be in there.
Yep. These are mostly tourists or Air Force people or just locals.
I don't know. I think I'm going to guess that it was kind of a combination of tourist type people and folks that live in there are a lot more people that live downtown now than they by a long shot than did 3 years ago. A lot more.
Yes. How about this huge apartment complex they built? Is that showing any occupancy to you guys?
Which one? The one that overlooks the river?
Up on Maxwell Boulevard, yeah.
I don't know. Here's mine, and I've mentioned this to the mayor a lot. You know, somebody is going out on a limb. I look at that stuff, and I don't see those apartments filling up in that area you're talking about. You go to the one that's above the Mellow Mushroom, right. I now know two people who live there.
Well, and I'm in the market right now for rental house, apartment, whatever, and I was looking at the Heights, those ones over looking the river.
Looking the river, okay.
They're a little expensive. I mean, for one person, for two people, they're a little expensive. I think that's why they're actually pricing them that way on purpose. And most of the lofts, I think these are all Fauci-owned stuff, they're a little pricey. They have a few one-bedrooms that aren't too bad, around the 700-something range. But, yeah, a lot of those places, those lofts, they're like, I would love to live in the Ice House loft. But you're talking around $1,800 for three.
Which one is that? Is that the Mellow Mushroom one?
That's more towards Rail Yard, and it's like this huge, everything's like wood grained and
tall,
brick. And they're spectacular, but you're talking for a three-bedroom. No, Kaiser is the water tower.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're all a little expensive right now, so you don't have economy apartments over there. And I think it'll slowly get going. And I think the Fauci with the Market District is imagining business on the bottom floors, apartments on top. That Dexter area will slowly start to develop there. I mean, they've already broken ground. They've finished a lot. Just a matter of getting businesses and people to move in, I think, at this point.
Yes. Well, I think the architecture and the history downtown Montgomery is exceptional. And it would be nice to see a little more retail down there because it was such a happening spot in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, but you got I worked at Fannin's as a kid. And what happened is you had a whole bunch of attorneys and business people that were working downtown. And they would come in and buy a Hart, Shafford & Mark suit, but which back then was $300. That's an expensive suit. Or if they needed a tie or something, you had the people that had the money that were right there. You don't have that now. The money is moved elsewhere, and the people, you have a bunch of state employees, so you have to gear it down more to state employees.
Well, and they're going to keep it for tourism and turnover, also government business. That Bishop Parker building across from the Riverwalk Stadium, that will now be a hotel. That should be an amazing hotel.
It is. And their parking problem is they have valet parking. Valet parking in a radio system, I understand. Red Top, I got to go, buddy. And
thank you, bud.
Greatly enjoyed our conversation. I wonder what happened to the captain.
He wanted to just remind Red Top, there's the Harriet 2 down there. I think he's the co-captain on the Harriet 2. That is fun. Those are really fun.
Well, see, that was one thing I showed this person. I took him down to, I told him the story about going to the tunnel and that the rail train, active rail yard above, the oldest active train shed in the United States, I believe. But there's so much history, and you and I've been down to the beer tasting and things like that. That is amazing.
Oh yeah.
When you get Conversino and that group out there, pouring your beer for you. Hey, it's Mike Parker's birthday today, my good friend, brother, Michael Parker. Michael, happy birthday to you. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual. What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Here's Jan with Jan's Beach House Grill.
Hey, y'all. It's so hard to believe that we're already into 2017 and that the Beach House has been serving up fantastic food and offering great live music for over 4 years now. But the craziest thing is that some of y'all in the Tri-County area still haven't made it in to see us. We've got hundreds and hundreds of loyal local regulars and also hundreds of folks who come from all over the United States to dine with us every time they come through Montgomery. We're a restaurant that specializes in seafood, but we offer so much more than that. We have a meat and three menu every day, 6 days a week, that is second to none. We have live music that caters to a 40 and up crowd that starts early at 6:30 or 7, so you don't have to stay out late to enjoy the best musical acts in town. Our staff treats everyone like family and loves telling me when we have new customers in the restaurant so that I can make a point to go meet them. We'd love for you to be our next new customer, so come see us and find out why our motto is fabulous food and friendly folks.
Jan's Beach House Grill, Eastern Boulevard, just down from Sam's. Check out the new Facebook page and website, jansbeachhousegrill.com.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available, too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, the Harriet, too. That was another one. That was one thing. I took this friend down to the river and... They're blown away, particularly when you get the story of why the tunnel is there and bringing in the cotton and things like that, the products that were there, and what all those businesses were. Of, there were hardware stores and things like that, because the people who lived in Montgomery live, when you drive down Perry Street, Court Street, Gilmer Avenue, and those inbound into Montgomery, that's where the residents were. And then you had the stuff that was out east, and that was Madison Avenue. And you, I mean, those were some the working man's neighborhoods that were there. Let's go to the phones and go to Chris. Chris, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Doing good, man. What's up?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Y'all just kind of talking about the city, and you know, people have their opinions on downtown and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that they spend a lot of money down there, and there's a lot of private industry or private folks that are doing the same. And you know, the Foshis are a great example of really putting their neck out there and believing the city and doing what they feel is right, and seeing there's a market there for it, which, you know, I have nothing against that at all. No one should be. But this is the problem. And, you know, and it always goes back to the same dang thing over and over again, is the education system. The city of Montgomery, and some people told me some economic demographics here, there's only a handful of people that make over $250,000 a year in the city. Mm-hmm. I think it was someone told me it was around 2,300 people that make over $250,000 in a city that's 230,000 people. That is terrible. And the reason is, and some people, their thoughts are, is the education system has gotten so poor and so bad that the options are so few that it's put a lot of people in a situation where they are unable to, you know, they don't see it being a viable place to come live. And so with that being said, you know, the city, and I've talked to people in the hospitals and all that, they're having a horrendous time trying to get people to come to Montgomery. And again, even though you're making, you know, $400,000 a year being a doctor or whatever, you still have to look at paying for private school. And that holds a lot for maybe a family that has two or three kids or four kids. And so, again, this all this problem with the crime, with the streets not paved, with, you know, this or with that, or just the issues, or your home values going down, it all comes down to education.
And I'm in absolute agreement with you. It if we could fix our education system, Montgomery would be the most remarkable place in the world to live.
Yeah, it'd be it's a great place. We all know that. I mean, I'm born and raised, love the city, but you know, there's a lot of my friends. You go, sir, you sit around drinking your cold beer at Wenzel's with your buddies and things like that, and then you got a friend busting tail trying to make a living, you know, paying for private school education. That's the first subject that comes up. They're griping about it, and you know, it's taxing people to the point where it's not economically feasible for them to stay here anymore. And now you're having a lot of good.
You want to have a conversation. I absolutely agree with you. I'll give you an example. My personal example. I lived in a little crappy patio home, so my two kids could go to the Montgomery Academy. As soon as they graduated, I was set free fiscally, so I could go in and go buy a nice house. But the other thing that happens in Montgomery, we have a whole bunch of folks that are in that middle class and upper middle class. You have a whole bunch of government workers. You have a whole bunch of military people that are here. You do have a professional class here, and you do have business owner class. But then you've got a whole bunch of people who are poor.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly what messes it up. But if you could straighten out the education system, Montgomery would be a thriving metropolis.
Yeah, I mean, people would want to come here, but the problem is we're not in that situation.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm a voucher person.
Yeah, and you know what? I think this is me saying, I think we have 2 years. The city has 2 years to decide on what it's going to do. My problem is I don't see any leadership. I think the people that are in the Chamber of Commerce area, the people we've sat around on our hands and like to have the chicken dinners. We're not willing to do the hard work and actually call people out. You've done a bad job. you know, we've gone through so many superintendents at this point. We're still on the hook for paying these people.
You got to remember, Chris, we have a school system that's in receivership. I think that's a pretty
damn big step. Yeah, but I mean, you know, what's going to happen out of that?
Well,
I mean,
hopefully, if you listen to the show, every person we've ever interviewed on this, whether it's the mayor or Stephanie Bell or Dick Brubaker or whatever, this is a golden opportunity. Now, are they going to seize the reins and drive it? Then that's the question. But I right now believe that some of the city people, particularly Mayor Todd Strange, has realized that trying to invest into a superintendent and think a superintendent is going to fix it, they're not. You've got to go in and basically tear down the school system and build it back up.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some dogs of superintendents in this city.
Oh, boy,
we've paid for it. Barbara Thompson. We've lost over two generations of students in the city by now.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I would be, this shows how big this is to me. I would be willing to pay a higher property tax in Montgomery if they would take that money and give it to vouchers for education and have a city component that was funding a voucher-type program or what's called incentives education. I would be all over that. And Montgomery would just skyrocket.
Yeah. Well, I'm a cynic, and I would say I would be very, very scared giving the people that are in place now any more money. And that's a cynic in me because I just haven't seen in the past.
Well, but what you're doing, if you're giving money to them for what they're doing now, that would be wrong.
If you're giving
money for doing it differently, particularly if it's in what we call incentive education or voucher education, there's so many things you could do that would be fairly simple things to do to expand and improve the education system. But we're dealing with the vestiges of the AEA, which is just decimated education, particularly in Montgomery, Alabama. Chris, I got to go, buddy. They're giving me the high sign. Enjoy my conversation with you. Soulja Boy, Robert, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you put the brilliant teams who design, engineer, and build Ford vehicles together with the 35,000 hardworking specialists who keep them running, you've got one finely tuned, well-oiled machine. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Now you can get the works at your Ford dealer for $39.95 or less with a $10 rebate by mail, making it just $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See your participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/17.
At eBay Fashion, we know that every day you have a choice. To wake up or hit snooze. To go left or go right. And when it comes to spring, to choose your own style with your favorite brands at the right price. You can do casual cafe with Madewell or J. Crew. Dress it up at work with Anthropologie or Tory Burch. Or spice it up for date night with Dolce Vita. eBay Fashion. More ways to find your spring style. Starting at $19.99.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Take two on President Trump's travel ban. The president signing a new order to answer legal objections to his first ban.
Revised order prohibits citizens from 6 Middle Eastern and African countries from entering the United States.
This revised order will bolster the security of the United States and
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson noting the second effort removes Iraq from the U.S. travel ban.
Fox's Jaron Halpern, visa and green card holders also excluded. A man accused of being an Al-Qaeda operative plotting to kill Americans has his first day in Brooklyn, New York court.
Attorneys for Adnan Ibrahim Haroon claim he's mentally unfit for trial, but the judge and prosecutors say this 47-year-old terrorist suspect is faking mental illness to attack the legitimacy of his prosecution.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. Factories were busier last month. Orders up 1.2%. Orders have climbed in six of the last 7 months. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Starting this new week with warmer temperatures, we've got a storm system on the way, too. Partial sunshine today, a little breezy out there, high temperature up to about 74. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mild, maybe a shower here or there, slight chance, overnight low 57. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Tomorrow's high 73, low tomorrow night mid-50s. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny. Nice day, high around 69. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with sunshine, mid-70s on Friday. Download our new weather app. Be ready for all the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm Neil Sedaka. Used to sit around the swimming pool with him in Hawaii. Okay. That was so funny. Neil Sedaka in a black Speedo. That was too much for me. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard.
The only thing that could scare me more is Dan Morris in a Speedo reminiscence.
Yeah, well, there ain't no chance you can see that, baby.
Aren't you going to deny you never... Did you ever wear one, Dan, when you were
never,
young?
Never wore a Speedo, baby. I was always wearing the surfer shorts.
Yeah, the Reagan White House didn't seem like a place where staffers would wear banana hammocks.
Joey, touche.
Hey, man.
Hey, Dan, I remember somebody once told us, your last caller hit it right on the nose. Great call, that last caller. I remember somebody famous in our city said, so goes education, so goes Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I remember that, and that person stood up there in front of Faulkner College and during the grade-changing scandal and told everybody that everybody needed just to shut up and wait till the investigations went through, and nobody got fired, Dan. They had some lateral moves. And then you had that case, the same thing mirrored up in Atlanta, and people went to jail and went to federal court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Until that changes, we can have vouchers come up out of our backside like toilet paper, Dan, and it's not going to help. Do you remember when Kia said they were going to think about expanding the plan out there, and they said they felt that the education basis in our area would not equip them to, and so they went to Georgia.
I've never heard that, but I think things are changing. I think the takeover of the Montgomery public school system is major, and I think the people that is important for them to understand the importance of this, understand the importance of it. And Todd Strange is one of the top ones. Another one is people like Dick Brubaker.
Oh, Mr. Brubaker, I totally agree. Let's look for measurements on the state takeover. Didn't the state take over Selma?
They did.
I have friends that have children in school, and they said they have not seen that much, if anything, of a change in the last 2 years. You got to have measurement. I mean, anybody can take over, but unless there is drastic change in a positive direction, what good is change? I mean, I had 8 years of Barack Obama change.
Well, it depends on what you're changing to. You got to remember, that was under Tommy Bice. I think that Tommy Bice, when you look at him and superintendents of the state of Alabama, I think he did so much more damage than he did good. Because all he was doing is walking through the motions of stuff. This new guy, he's serious. He is dead serious. Bice, notice that Bice is getting out of town right before the new achievement tests come out. Why? Because they sucked. That's why.
Well, he seemed very proactive. I noticed.
No, what he would do is he would tell you he was doing stuff, and he would never do it.
Oh, that's true. That one case of, I noticed that, like your son, for example, he's graduated, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But he had no intentions of coming back to Montgomery and looking for a career.
You're talking about William?
Yes.
Yeah, because aerospace industry is not what Montgomery's all about.
I just think you got a lot of your kids are coming from LAMP, and you got children coming from all these good schools and everything. They're not coming. There's nothing for them to come back to. That's my.
No, it depends on what they're coming back here for. Here, this is the old notion of Soulja Boy and Dan graduating from college and coming back to Montgomery because this is our roots. Those days are over, are different, because, and my son is a classic example. He is in the aerospace business. So when you're looking at the aerospace industry, you're looking at Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. Huntsville is huge. You've got a little bit of it in Auburn, but not much. But there's not a lot here for that. You've got Martin Marietta, you've got Sikorsky, but the type of engineer he does is not, he's way beyond that. He's working on Mach 5 rockets type stuff. That's Huntsville Space and Rocket Center.
I just wish we could bring industry that would keep and retain some of our bright, smart kids when they graduate from college.
Well, it depends on what they're graduating in and
in
where they're coming. It's their career fields. If they are in medicine, for example, are they going to want to practice medicine here, or are they going to want to practice medicine in Birmingham, for example?
We have. I see Montgomery as a two-legged monster in the sense that one leg is the state government and the other leg is the military. If those two weren't in place, where do you think Montgomery would be, Dan?
We would be in bad shape. We have built our economy base off of government.
Now, we're breastfed off those two.
Well, and now the good thing is those have given us a base to expand where you're looking at Hyundai and these other places that are out there. But if you didn't have that, Montgomery would be in bad, bad, bad shape.
Yeah, if it wasn't the capital and state employees and the military.
Right, you do is you don't depend on that. You build off of that. You build off of that. But you're not going to, if you get the education system straightened out in Montgomery, then Montgomery is going to be a place where you can say, I want to come here and practice law. I want to come here and practice medicine. I want to come here and be an entrepreneur business person. I want to come here and be a radio show host.
I have some friends that sold their houses in East Montgomery, and they're going to Auburn. And I asked them why, and they said because of the school system. I said, well, the taxes are higher, and they said, yeah, they were willing to pay a higher tax base, and they're going to commute and work in Montgomery.
Yeah, no, that I have tons of clients that do that, and here's the math of it, because they would always ask me what I think, and instead of going to the Montgomery Academy with two kids, you're talking about $24,000 a year.
Correct.
You could take that $24,000 a year, and you could go buy a butt-kicking house in Auburn. And I don't care how bad the taxes are, and pay for your gas to get here every single day and run the wheels off of your car. I mean, I have an architect.
And still come out ahead, right?
It's absolutely, and come out ahead. Even if you're going to a place like ACA, which is a much cheaper but a very good quality school, you're still, with two kids, you're at $1,500 a month, $1,200 a month, depending on what grade they're in. And you're banking that.
Well, I totally agree with you on that one thing. I love the idea of the voucher.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you. The voucher builds competition, because I looked at the budget of the Montgomery Public School System divided by the number of students, and it's close to almost $12,000, $13,000. Give that student a $12,000 voucher and let him shop around at what private school he can take that voucher to.
Yeah,
and Montgomery Public School System will change then.
You've got to remember there are two other components in that, and one is transportation and the other one is food that's in there. But if you do incentive-based education, and we could be the model, we could be the pilot, we could be the pioneer here, and basically you said, look, if you're educating somebody, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a teacher-based salary of $25,000. You as a private school can add whatever you want to on top of that through your tuition that you're either getting directly from the person or from vouchers. And then what you're going to do is you're going to have people gravitate to good schools. You got churches that are sitting there Monday through Friday, not doing a thing, completely open classrooms, sitting there in some very really good locations in Montgomery that for both the poor and middle class and upper class. There's so many things you could do, but the AEA has handcuffed us in that education is government education here, and that's not the way it should be. I'll give you an example of one that's a model in Michigan. They built a subdivision. Think of Wind Lakes. Every person in Wind Lakes, everybody that bought a house in that, paid a $10,000 fee in there to have a seat in a school that was their school. $10,000. Right. And then you built it into your mortgage. They took the land. They built the school. The people who built all the properties built the school, and it was magnificent. Where they're going to school, basically, for $5,000 a student in Michigan is paying for it. And it is a top-notch school.
And those people that they did that $10,000, like you said, in the Wind Lake scenario you just gave,
mm-hmm.
man, I can just imagine their property values went up.
Absolutely. Well, it was a great investment, community.
Hempstead's already doing something like that. I just looked at the Hempstead Lofts, and if you become a resident there at Hempstead and you have children, you immediately get a slot in their Montessori school that mm-hmm. they have there.
Wow, that's a model to look at, right?
Well, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Costs money, though.
Yeah, well.
But see, and that's what you have to do.
In the long run, you save money, though.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, you do. And what you do is you come up with a better product of a child. I mean, our concept of government schools is nuts. It's absolutely. Just walk into any middle school in Montgomery, Alabama, and just call me back and tell me what you see. And you're going to go like.
A war zone?
Well, what you're doing is you're seeing pre-prison population there. I mean, you can look and just go, this isn't working there.
In middle schools where the drop-off is. We actually do all right at the early elementary ages.
Yeah, up to fifth grade, that's when it starts falling off. And then
that middle school is a direct cause. It just rolls over into the high schools.
Yes.
Well, and what happens is they're out and gone and finished, and they never make it to high school because of some of these dropouts. So when you look at the middle school population, look at high school population, there's a big drop-off from one group to the other, and that's because they're not graduating. That's been the big lie in Montgomery, Alabama. So, Jaboy, enjoyed my conversation with you.
Get up.
Robert, coming back to you, and then we've got Ken. Boy, we got it on this subject. We'll go wherever you guys want to do. I'm flexible. We'll be right back.
When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah,
your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Show's flying by for a Monday. We like that. Sometimes it can be a little slow. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Got two quick points I'd like to make.
Please.
Those probably who are not that familiar with Montgomery don't realize that for 60 years our education system was under the heavy hand of the federal court. And that is the root of the problem.
You're talking about the minority to majority time frame? I don't remember it being 60 years.
It started in the 50s. But I'm talking about the federal courts being in control of our education system.
Keep going.
Okay. My second point, I keep hearing talk about the tourist dollars and wanting to build up tourism, this, that, and the other. You know, history did not begin in 1965. What's wrong with promoting our Southern history, with promoting our Confederate history? There are thousands of people out here who are hungry for this stuff, Dan, and we try to push it in a corner like it didn't happen.
Well, I can tell you something. If people are truly hungry for it, an entrepreneur is going to tap into that. It's not nobody's shutting that down. It's just a question is, you know, how hungry are they? Now, when I take people that are visiting Montgomery and I take them on a tour, I take them on a tour downtown Montgomery. I show them the Commerce Street, the Riverwalk. I come up Dexter Avenue. I tell them this is where the order to fire the civil on Fort Sumter happened. We talk about the Selma to Montgomery March. We go up to the Capitol. We turn and we go by the White House of the Confederacy and talk about the history of the Capitol, which is very, very historic. And every time I go by the White House of the Confederacy, there are always people in that front yard or going in and or doing something there. But it's not hundreds. It's like six.
I'm talking about the city, the powers that be at the city of Montgomery. Are shying away from it. Like they're almost ashamed to be Southern.
What do you want them to do?
Sir?
What do you want them to do?
Well, sir, you know, they're trying to do away with our monuments, away with the flag, and so on and so forth. We don't hear a peep out of the mayor or anybody else downtown about preserving our history.
I mean... The motto is, you know, from the Civil War to Civil Rights. I mean, I think that's pretty straight up.
Mottos are worthless unless you believe in them.
Robert, you would be into the too hard to get over to the other side. I mean, if there is a economic interest that's out there, somebody will tap into it. It's not the city's role to be trying to promote that, to jack it up. It's that if it's there, build a platform for somebody to benefit from it if it's there. I'm just not sure that it's there that much. I mean, the guy you want to blame on the monuments, go to Robert Bentley on that. Because
well,
I thought that was crazy what he did. I really did.
Governor Bentley's got enough problems.
Yeah, really. But I tell you what. I'll give you an example. One of the things I do is I'll go to that side of the Capitol that has a monument, and I'll let, you know, it's a really neat walk up those steps to that monument and look at it, and the governor's office is right over, you know, right, you just keep walking straight there. It's, but, you know, they go, is this where the Confederate flag, the governor took it down? I'm going, how in the world did you know this? Oh, yeah, it was all over the news. I remember this type of thing. So why did he do that? And I said, because he's chicken, right?
Well, and he might have taken that down. Let's go to the first White House of the Confederacy. It's right here. Stone's
throw
away.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay, Dan, that's just my opinion.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate your opinion. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hey, Dunno.
And hey, man.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
Yeah. A couple of points about our local school system and its product and why I think you are correct that there's not a whole lot for the highly educated in various fields, certainly in engineering fields and various manufacturing areas. But golly, with an auto factory that's going great guns, that needs workers, needs all sorts of people, and losing the Kia plant partly because apparently of our educational system, partly because of the liability problems that are presented, it made me think that what we really have here for young people to look forward to if they want to stay here or come back here, once you regard the military, which is a strong influence and a good one in my view, beyond that, we have a lot of lawyers, larceny, and the legislature, and state bureaus and departments. Now, what else is there? State government. But, not everybody wants to be involved in politics or work for politicians or be a lobbyist or
be a government employee.
Yeah, true. Nothing against the state government. Certainly there's some, thank goodness, there are a lot of good people working at it, a lot of career employees. But what has produced our publicity regarding state government in the last, oh, good grief, more than 5-6 years, more like 15 or 20, more like 40 or 50, let's face it, on balance, has not been good.
No.
And I truly believe that it all begins, and it's a result of the deficit that we have in educating our young people. We've got some very good post-secondary schools, colleges, what used to be called trade schools, junior colleges. But let's face it, the MPS for a couple of decades has been a mess.
Absolutely. And what happened is that's the handcuffs of AEA, and we've got to start thinking about our school system in a completely different manner. It is government schools are a one size fits all, and we're not all the same in this community. And what we have to do is do something that's going to tailor to the bottom 20%, the next quintile, the next quintile, the next quintile, and then the top quintile. If you're doing that, you're servicing your population. But we just can't do that because then we go, well, the top quintile is getting more than the bottom quintile. And,
Well, yes.
Well, and it's because it's a different education that you're trying to accomplish.
Your point is the what, golly. Dan, I heard on an earlier show this morning,
mm-hmm.
two of the still current public school board members call in. And if I understood correctly, the problem is there is corruption within the State Board of Education, the new superintendent, association with the Huntsville crowd, and on, a litany of at least a half a dozen or more things, all of it knocking the State Board of Education that has just intervened, or you can read, taken over our public school system. The gentleman that called in said that the new test that we went to is to blame, that it's a flawed instrument. Well, all the other school systems are also using that same flawed instrument. And it made me think of what, I guess it was Soldier Boy or whoever had reminded you that our mayor had said, as I reminded you a couple of weeks ago, best advice, just be quiet, shut up until the findings are in. Now, there are people that have good things to suggest, and probably some current board members have some good things to suggest. But calling into talk shows and bellyaching about them is not the avenue. Ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, if you have good suggestions, where were you 5 and 10 years ago? And right now, instead of complaining about a lack of so-called collaboration, you need to be giving your best ideas to the people who are in charge. And it's not you, and it's not radio talk show hosts, and it's not me. It is the State Board of Education and whoever they put in charge down here. Now, that's what we have now, and that's what they ought to work with. And if they would do that, then, you know, it's going to take a couple of years. But if they would get busy doing that, within a couple of years, we could have a – and I totally agree with you about vouchers. And there are several other things that could be done under the current law about aiding transfer to private schools if they're in a failing system. But to me, that's a sort of temporary fix and a spot fix.
Let me incentive education is what it's about. I'll tell you one thing to what you just said, and I've got to go. I'm against a hard break, is that Todd Strange has changed his tune drastically about education. The Barbara Thompson kind of debacle, and then watch what happened after that. I think he realized these guys were never going to fix it. And I've had him on the show twice talking about this. He is thrilled about the Montgomery Public School System being taken over.